The first few times he did it, I didn't really know that anything had happened. I'd gone to bed early with a headache. He'd very sweetly brought me some painkillers and a glass of water, and I had slept very deeply. When I woke up in the morning, I felt groggy and a bit sore. I guessed this was a hangover from the headache and resolved to drink more water during the day. The fifth or sixth time, though, maybe he timed it wrong or had just been rougher than on previous occasions, but I woke up confused and in pain. In the dark, I could just make him out leaning over me, stroking the hair from my face. "Shh, shh, have some water," he whispered. "Go back to sleep." And so, whether from the additional drugs or his soothing voice, I did. Over the next few weeks, I began to notice marks on my body, bruises I couldn't remember being caused. They were small at first, like I'd walked into a piece of furniture or a door. But gradually they began to grow. Once on my inner thigh, there was a clear set of teeth marks. When I mentioned to him that I didn't remember him biting me, he told me that I must have missed it, being caught up in the moment when we'd last fucked a few days previously. I don't know if that seemed like a reasonable explanation, but I didn't puzzle over it. These things do happen, after all. Then, one day I came home from work a little earlier than usual and found his laptop sitting on the dining room table. He makes these super clever videos, and I could see that he'd been editing one. I wondered what it was about. After a moment peering at the screen, I realised that I was looking at myself. He had made a video of me. There wasn't anything all that surprising about that. He used to take little snippets of me all the time, but I didn't think he'd taken any recently. I sat down and pressed play. The screen sprung into action, but I remained inert, lifeless, on the bed. I watched him, kneeling above me, lift my legs, bending them smoothly over my head, raising my ass into the air. I squirmed on the chair, feeling the ache in my hamstrings as I realised that this is where it had come from. It was confusing, but hot, seeing him manipulating my unconscious body, exposing me like that. Unthinkingly, my fingers slid into my pants and froze when another man stepped into shot, lazily stroking his thick cock. "And she's really okay with this?" "Absolutely. She loves it." "What a fucking slut." "I know, right?" The unknown man lined his cock up carefully against my cunt as he held my ankles down over my head. Watching the screen, I imagined I could feel the tip pressing against me. A flood of competing feelings overwhelmed me as I watched this stranger pound into my cunt again and again, while I lay still and oblivious. I gasped as I saw him begin to slap my tits and pinch my nipples hard enough to pull them up away from my body. My hands moved involuntarily to protect them, although of course it was much too late, watching it all unfolding on the screen. Pressing my fingers over both breasts, I could feel some residual pain from the assault. Finally, the man came, loudly and clearly very hard. The stranger withdrew and the camera focused tightly on my cunt. Watching his cum glistening as it seeped out of me, it occurred to me that there might be other videos, other men he had invited to use me like this. There were 17, each dated and given a man's name. There were so many names. The recent ones I didn't recognise, but scrolling back near the beginning, I began to see names I did know. Our friends. His friends, I supposed on reflection, rather than mine. Hearing him coming back along the hallway, calling for me in realisation that I was home, I put the laptop screen back as I had found it and crossed the room as if I hadn't seen it. I don't know why I did that. I know I should probably have confronted him about it. I suppose I didn't know what to say, really. I mean, what could I say? I was afraid, of course, but also turned on and confused about what I'd seen. Maybe it wasn't real, or maybe he really did think it was something I wanted. We had talked about these kinds of things as fantasies when we first started dating. I wished I'd had time to watch each of the videos so I could know what had happened, what had been done to me while I was asleep. It wasn't until he offered to make me a drink that I realised that he'd been drugging me, of course. In my mind, I quietly revisited each of the times I had woken feeling sore and tired, aching from what I now understood to be the abuse of my body while I was unconscious. There were many more than the 17 times documented on his laptop. Not knowing what else to do, I resolved not to be drugged this time, that instead I would pretend to be asleep, so I could really know what was being done to me. He watched me carefully as I took my first sip and placed the drink on the table. As soon as he left the room for a minute, I tipped it away, replacing it with a fresh one without whatever it was that he had added. I remembered that on what must have been the previous occasions, I always felt very tired, much earlier than usual. So I began to yawn and rub my eyes until he suggested I go to bed. I nodded and smiled to cover my nerves. When I heard him come into the room a short while later, it was hard to pretend to be asleep. But having decided on this course, I resolved to keep up the pretense as well as I could. He knelt over me, peeling back the covers, making a quiet "hmm," as he noted that I had come to bed naked. Under the circumstances, it had seemed sensible. Pulling at my arms and legs, he began to reposition me on my tummy with my knees tucked up underneath me. At least, I thought, my face being pressed into the pillow would make it easier to keep up the appearance of being unconscious. I thought wrong. He prized my cheeks open and shoved his long, hard, unlubed cock roughly into my ass. As my scream faded, he whispered angrily in my ear, "Stupid little whore. Did you really think you could fool me?" I had no reply, but he didn't seem that interested if I did. "Are you glad you're awake for this? Hmm?" he grunted. All I could do was sob. When he finally finished, he gathered me up into his arms and held me tightly, stroking my hair. "Oh, you silly, silly girl," he murmured. "You see why I wanted to protect you from this now. I hate the idea of you being in pain, but how else am I going to get the things I need from you? Hmm? And you're so sweetly pliable when you're asleep. You like being sweet for me, don't you, baby?" I nodded hesitantly. "I really do." "Good. Then we'll have no more of this nonsense. You'll take your medicine like a good girl and be the sweet little doll I need you to be whenever I want. You're no use to me crying and upset all the time." Finally, I gathered my thoughts enough to ask about the videos, about the other men. He laughed. Well, sometimes I need things from other people too, baby. And letting them use you has turned out to be a very good way of convincing people to give me what I want. He kissed the top of my head. You're an excellent bargaining chip. Besides, he continued, I have enjoyed seeing some of the more creative ways some of them have thought to use you to get off. Would you like to see? I nodded hesitantly. Okay. Next time I have someone come and use you, you can watch the video in the morning. He stroked my hair. Such a good girl. Now I have some other things I intend to do to you tonight that you really don't want to be awake for. Open wide. He placed two tablets on my tongue and watched as I swallowed them. As I drifted slowly out of consciousness, I heard him speaking to someone. Yes, yes, she really does love it. She's such a filthy little fuck doll.